إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his blood prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters. In our daily language, while you are walking in the streets, approaching a place to get into it, you might see the following sign. Mind your steps. انتبه لخطواتك. Because this could be some kind of dangerous thing that could hurt you. My khutbah will be about mind your words. Because our words make our lives and lives of others. انتبه لكلماتك فإن كلماتنا تصنع حياتنا وحياة الآخرين. This is the topic of our khutbah. انتبه لكلماتك. انتبه لما تقول. In Islam, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Anything that I utter comes out of my lips, there is a supervision by Allah for it. There is a filtering system. It's either for me or against me. We don't have the right to say whatever we would like, whenever we would like. And this is not our topic. I will start with a simple story. It is said that two mothers, they were sitting in a public park on a bench with their two kids. So a cleaner, or as in many Arab countries, we call them a rubbish collector, passed by them. So one of the two mothers looked at the rubbish collector or the cleaner and told her kid, look at him, you have to study very well so that not to be like him. The other mother on the same bench, in the same time, with the same context, with the same incident, she was talking with her kid and she told him, look my dear son, study very well so that you will be able to help people like him. The difference is just one word. Study well so that not to be like him. Study well to be able to help people like him. One word. The first one in my language is planning to create a monster. A man with arrogance. A man with showing off hatred, and he's seeing himself the best person. Does not care with anyone. The second one, she is preparing him to be one of the best merciful people among the humankind. If while he's in grade 4 or grade 5, he is prepared that, okay, I will study because I want to help the people. I want to study so as not to be like the people. To help, not to be. Arrogance, full of mercy. Difference is one word. From here, I will start talking about the dangers of a word that we say in Islam. خطبتنا يا أحبة احذر وانتبه إلى الكلمة التي تتفوه بها فكلماتنا تصنع حياتنا. جئت بقصة قد تكون قصة رمزية، العبرة فيها أن امرأتين أو أمين كانتا على جانب في إحدى الحدائق العامة، وكل منهما معها ابنها، فمر بهما عامل النظافة أو عامل القمامة أو كما يسمى للأسف في بعض البلدان نسميه بيسموه الزبال، وهذا طبعا تسمية خاطئة. فمر عامل النظافة أو عامل القمامة فإحداهما قالت لابني أدرس جيدا حتى لا تصبح مثله، والثانية قالت له أدرس جيدا حتى تساعد من هو مثله. فرسالتنا هي الأولى أن ننتبه إلى كلماتنا، ومن هنا ننطلق إلى كيف يوجهنا إسلامنا الحنيف الرائع دين الله عز وجل إلى الكلمات التي تخرج منا. First of all, now let me pay your attention and my attention to something. We become Muslims by a word, and we leave Islam by a word. كلمة الشهادة. With a word I become a Muslim, with a word I become a kafir. Just sitting my head, just one word. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله have moved from whatever to Islam. I became a Muslim with one word. Inside Islam now, if I decided, God forbid, to commit blasphemy, a تجديف على الله, to say a bad word against Allah, أو قلت كلمة يلعن كذا, then I mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I'm doing in Islam is called committing kufr with a word. So, does it really, is it something important? It's not just important, it's one of the most important things. With a word you became a believer, with a word you became an unbeliever. So it's not an easy thing. Why I'm saying this? As you might know, this masjid, we have a majority of Arabs. And I myself from Arabic culture. We have a lot of proverbs in Arabic culture such as يا شيخ لا تدبوش حيلا نتسلى حكي كلهم الله أكبر حتى الحكي ما نتهنى فيه. Some people they have it. We are just chatting for the sake of fun. Don't get restrictions against us. We are just making fun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ. I'm just paying the attention. The majority of those who are listening to me, they are Arabs. We came from a culture, in many cases, we do not care with the words that come. نِتْسَلَّ يَا شَيْخ هَيْنَا نِتْسَلَّ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فِي ضَرِيبِ فِيش جُمْرُكَ عَلْ حَكِي هَيْنَا نِحْكِي شو في جمرك عَلْ حَكِي Who told you في جمرك عَلْ حَكِي Who told you? مش في جمرك، في جمرك إلهي. جمرك إلهي أقوى من كل الجمارك الثانية. Let's pay attention to, now, in some Arab culture, as the majority are listening to me, they are Arabs. In our culture sometimes, we take it so easy sometimes. That's we are chatting. Sheikh, we are just making fun. We have no right to making fun with words. Sometimes, you know, some youth in some Arab cultures, while they are sitting in the streets, for example, if a lady passed by, they might say, Flani did such and such, ha 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 ha, they are just laughing. They are committing what? Qadf in Islam. What is qadf? If Islam is applied on them, they are making about her honor, that she did something, and they are just making fun. Flani kada, bint kada, imlat kada. They say, which is just them making fun. They're just, you know, swearing at her. Even they don't know her. With this, if Islam is applied upon them, they should be lashed 80 lashes on their backs. Qadf, haddul qadf. So, is it something simple just to say, no. This, you know, if you remember that I did say a khutbah, and I assume that many khutbah they did, when we explain the hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Mu'adh, ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ وهل يكب الناس في النار على مناخرهم أو على وجوههم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم؟ Prophet Muhammad said to one of the Sahaba, Mu'adh رضي الله عنه, Woe to you, ya Mu'adh. How come you say what you are saying? Do you think there is something before or something causes the people to be thrown in the bottom of the hellfire on their faces more than what comes out of their lips with their tongues? وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَوْا إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ But the fruits of their tongues, which means what they say. Now in Islam, my point is to start after this khutbah to count to 10 before you talk a word. You calculate it. Is it permissible or not? Okay, but I'm just joking. Who told you that you have the right to joke in anything? I'm just joking. Even joking sometimes could lead to kufr. I can't joke making fun of angels. I can't make a joke making fun with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't. I'm not allowed to do so. Well, you know, there's a joke, Sheikh. مرة سبحانه وتعالى واحد مات وطلع عند الله والله حكى له ومرة الملائكة قالوا ها no, this is could lead to kufr. I have no right to make fun or jokes with anything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to the angels or the prophets or to the Quran. I can't. مرة واحد شيخ مات يجوا الملائكة حاسبوه ها ولا حكوا له الحساب خليه علينا بعدين. You they make fun. One of the times, you see, they make fun. See, someone who passed away and he took with him some kind of whiskey. And then he invited the two angels to the whiskey, then they became drunk. They say, okay, hisab, khali alayna. They're making fun. This is kufr. I have no right to make fun of these things. So, now, in one word in Islam, I get married. In one word, I'm divorced. One word. هل تقبلين به زوجا نعم This is the nikah contract. What is the nikah contract? Forget the word, forget the paper now. If the wali, the guardian, and the sister, the lady, and the one who's supposed to be the husband, if he say, أتزوجك أو أرغب بالزواج منك or whatever, he said, what she said, or the wali said, قبلتو, they become what? Husband and wife. Everything will become halal to them. If he said طلقتك أو أنت طالق for 3 months, he did not bring her back. She is what? She's أجنبية now. She has no right to touch her with one word. So after that, can anyone say that's okay? We are just talking. No. Let's see what Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says in the Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. All believers, be mindful of God and say what is right. Now, قولوا قولا سديدا. لاحظ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, be mindful, اتقوا الله. Be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقولوا قولا سديدا. Allah is commanding us not to say, but قولا سديدا. What is the قول السديد? It's anything has to do with rights, with the truth. Apart from that, we have no right to play with words. Those words sometimes could kill, like our kid. Study well so that not to be like him. So actually, this word is planting the seeds of arrogance inside of this young monster, because he's supposed to be a monster if she kept on feeding him with this word. And the opposite is true as well. If I kept me to him, you are a believer. You've been sent to save humanity. You are a representative of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must cry for the people. Take care of the people. Be mindful of your Lord, because Allah has bestowed His gift upon you by making you a believer. It's not just because you have a beautiful face or new, beautiful colored eyes. No. Allah gave you this gift, give it to others. Look to this kind of feeding system and put that to this. Hey, try to work well. Don't be in need for anyone. When you have the money, just smash the people. Just, put your foot on them as if they are, cockroach in the street. Some people, this is what they say to their kids, words. But what do their words make with them? يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. Say the truth, tell the right. What is the result of القول السديد? If I kept saying the right thing and the truth and nothing else, what is the result? I'm just saying now. No, I'm not talking about the action now. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيز قال يغفر يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Just by saying the good word, the result is يصلح لكم أعمالكم. He will bless your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger has truly achieved great success. By saying the good word, يصلح لك أعمالك ويغفر لك ذنبك. طب, as we say, مفهوم المخالفة. If I decided to do the opposite, I'm achieving what? Simply, I'm just destroying my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this hadith was narrated by Imam Bukhari. It's a very famous hadith. Arabs, I think most of them, they even memorized it at school. The hadith says, إن الرجل لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا يرفعه الله بها درجات وإن العبد لا يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا تهوي به في جهنم. على narrations تهوي به في جهنم 70 خليفة. But this is the narration of الإمام البخاري. Look, إن الرجل لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله يرفع بها درجات يرفع الله بها درجات ويتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله تهوي به في جهنم درجات ودرجات. The meaning of this hadith, the man could be uttering or saying the words out of رضوان الله, in what pleases Allah and what makes Allah satisfied from you, it will lift you up, you know, levels and levels in the Jannah and in terms of your rewards and your status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying words. What is da'wah? Words. What's the Quran? Words. What is it? Words. Just words. فإن الرجل يتكلم بكلمة من رضوان الله يرفع الله بها درجات وإن الرجل يتكلم this is the dangerous aspect من سخط الله يهوي بها في جهنم أو لا يلقي لها بالا تهوي به في جهنم. Now the serious thing in this hadith قال لا يلقي لها بالا. What does لا يلقي لها بالا? He does not even pay attention that it deserves to, oh, it's nothing. You know the word لا يلقي لها بالا, he does not pay any attention, which means it's just part of his daily thanks. Who cares, Sheikh? Who cares? In Islam, there's nothing such as who cares. The word should be counted. I will be held accountable for every single word I say. قال وإن الرجل يتكلم بالكلمة من سخط الله لا يلقي لها بالا. Might say something in what displeasure Allah, displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, could take him down levels. In another narration, not with the Bukhari, with another narration with this hadith, قال تهوي به في جهنم 70 Khalifa, some of the words could take me to the bottom of the hellfire. And the bottom of the hellfire, قعر جهنم ما يصلها إلا كافر أو منافق. Which means, by a word I could reach what? The level of كفر ونفاق. By a word. لا يلقي لها بالا. Now, it's, from one angle, it's a word. From another angle, لا يلقي لها بالا. He does not even pay attention, which means not so serious for him. Just making fun. So let's count to 10. Let's review our attitude towards our words, what we say, what we do, as much as we can. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Before I start the second khutbah, respected brother and sister, please, we are lacking the spaces. Can you just try to squeeze to the front and to your right side? Your right side, back to the front, please do your best. Spare some spaces for the brothers and sisters. جزاكم الله خيرا. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. In the left few minutes, I want to conclude why I decided to make this khutbah. Actually, I was reading that story about the two mothers on the bench. Because of this story, I decided to make the whole khutbah. My conclusion basically, in light of what I have highlighted, إخواني وأخواتي وأحبتي وأهمية الكلمة وخطورتها في الإسلام, one of the beautiful titles that was for this story, كلماتنا تصنع حياتنا. our bones make our lives. So, or it could destroy our lives. If you take from the positive angle, it makes our lives. The negative angle, it destroys, which is true. So my message to myself, first of all, or to my respected brothers and sisters, especially the parents. What kind of force that we use with our kids? Some cultures, unfortunately, you know, like I know, some cultures, on daily basis, they use the word animal, يا حيوان روح, يا حيوان تعال, يا كذا, يا donkey, يا حمار, يا كذا. It's used. What is the impact on the child? If I am the child of Mr. X, and on daily basis, whenever he is angry, he calls me a حيوان. What is the image that I see myself through? What is it? حيوان. أعوذ بالله. So, animal. You know, حيوان in Arabic is animal. Some fathers, they use it. يا شيخ, you know, I am angry. Yeah, you are destroying him. You are building inside him all kind of negative things. You are killing him. You are destroying him. Be careful. But I'm angry. You can have a lot of alternatives. If you are so angry, astaghfirullah al-azim. Turn your face. Don't say bad words for your kid. Even if he is making you nervous, okay? Don't use bad words with him. Because he will start looking at himself with this. While, for example, ya habibi, ya rohi, ya aini, Allah yirda alayk. May Allah say, yes, sir. Okay, you are angry. Okay, I'm angry. Allah yahfadak, ya habibi, Allah yahfadak. Have a nice day. Okay, by the way, it's a skill that you can train yourself to. Wallahi, there's nothing impossible. So be careful what kind of words you are using with your daughter, with your son. Some fathers, some mothers, when they are angry, well, ya habla, malakal ya habla, ya habla. You know habla? Stupid, idiots, all the time. Idiot, idiot, stupid, idiot, idiot, stupid. Okay, how will she or he will look at himself when he looks to the mirror? On daily basis, if 100 times he's receiving from the most important two figures in his life, ahbal, habla, habla, ahbal, ahmaq, aghabi, or whatever. Any kind of alternative in Arabic. In English, idiot, stupid, whatever. Okay, when I'm looking at myself in the mirror, how will I see myself? Stupid and idiot. Wallahi. Those who know something in the education and psychology, they know what I'm talking about. It kills and it uplifts as well. Both sides. It was a two-edged sword. Now, we come, before we finish, husbands and wife. What kind of words you are using? مفتح الباب. الغداء جاهز؟ طب يا عمي سلام عليكم. الأكل جاهز؟ كيفكم؟ شو كيفكم؟ طب كيف حال أميرتي؟ مين أميرتي؟ زوجتي. والله يا شيخ خندش الأخلاق نسواننا علينا. كيف حال ملكتي؟ كيف حال من تربعت على عرش قلبي؟ الله 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 يا شيخ اتق الله يا شيخ اتق الله. أتريد أن تفسد علينا زوجاتنا؟ لا عمي I'm just quoting what Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do. If I have the time, والله the best romantic person in the history of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Why to use? Why not to use with your wife when you come? Where is my princess? Princess? Yes. Princess. Okay. Where is my queen? Why not? Why not just? كيفك يا أم فلان؟ أم فلان يعني مرضك. شو أم فلان؟ With the Prophet Muhammad used to call Aisha, used to do, you say, يا عائش. In our language, كان بدللها. عرفش بالإنجليزي كيف تحكي بدللها. خلاص. Those the Arabs translate to the non-Arabs, what does it mean? You know, Ya Aish used to use one of the best words for Aisha radiallahu anha. Why? Now in the opposite, wives with husbands. How do you call your husband? What are kind of words that you use with him? What is it? Rohi, Habibi, Al-Aziz al-Qalbi, Hayati. You know, sometimes for the sake of fun, we receive jokes on the WhatsApp about how men, how they, what, save the names of their wives. When it rings, the monster. The monster, his wife. Okay? Or it says Israel. Well, by the way, Israel is not, in Islam, is not recognized as the name of the angel of death. We don't know the name. This is Israeliyat. We call him the angel of death, just. Okay, this is Israeliyat. But they say Israel, which means, oh, Israel is phoning. A'udhu billah. You know, this is killing you. You are killing yourself by yourself. You, what you said about your husband, Habibi, Rohi, or something else, Abu al-Iyal. Joseph is saying Abu al-Iyal, Habibi, Rohi, Mashi, Hayati, whatever. By the way, sometimes we make it for black jokes. I'm just joking. No. Wallahi, it really creates beauty in your life, or it could kill something in your life. Finally, message for the teenagers, for the kids. How do you deal with your parents when they talk with you? What kind of words you are using, especially in this country? I beg your pardon, but what I saw from the uquq al-walidain is amazing in this country. It's amazing. Amazing because of the materialistic environments, and in schools in general, they are feeding 24/7 the concept of me, the ego, I. One of the natural consequences, I like, I hate, I don't like, I think so. One of the natural consequences of this, I don't care what my father wants. I don't care, this is your opinion. For example, when my father is talking with me, ايش بدك؟ شو ايش بدك؟ This could be عقوقا كبيرة. شو ايش بدك؟ حاضر يابا. حاضر. Yes, after your permission. حاضر. أمرك. يا عمي, this is part of Islam, you have to know it. If you want to know, respecting your parents is one, disrespecting parents, one of the major sins in Islam. The first step of respecting basically the words that you are using with them. فيش ايش بدك؟ ايش بدك؟ شو ايش بدك هاي؟ Unacceptable stuff. It could lead to a major sin. When addressing your father and your mother, unacceptable. You must respect them, even if you don't like them. But I don't like, even if you don't like them, you must respect them. I'm just telling you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah is commanding us with this verse about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respecting the parents. But my point is the words that I'm using with my parents. The conclusion, mind your words. Your words could make you in the level of angels, and God forbid it could bring you down to the bottom of the hell of fire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore I warhamna, and yazuqana al-ikhlasa fi al-qawli, wal-amal, Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ardi wa tahta al-ard, wa yawma al-ardi alayka ya kareem, subhanaka la nuhsi thana'an alayka, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, anta al-muqaddim, wa anta al-muakhir, wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma inna abiduka abna'u abidika abna'u imaika abna'u imaika nawasina biyadik, madin fina hukmuk, adlun fina qada'uk. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم واغفر لمن علمنا ولأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالد والدينا يا رب يا كريم يا حنان يا منان يا عفو يا غفور يا ودود يا رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وما أقم الصلاة.